It's time to talk to Ted Foley from Foley's Tree Service, Foley's Forest Products, Foley's Crane Service. And have you started a new business since last time we talked, Ted?
Nope. Okay. Just those three.
Sticking with those. Okay, good.
Yep.
Because you're a busy man and you probably need a break every once in a while.
Yeah, and it's been one of those summers this year, honestly. It's just
really?
Yeah, it seems like every corner you go around, there's another one right there. And it's just busy. A lot going on.
Do you attribute that to anything in particular or just one of those years?
There are factors, of course.
Okay.
A few different factors in place. Number one is, I mean, we just came into our peak season just with more workload than we've ever had.
Hmm.
Tried getting through it all winter long. We just didn't.
Okay.
And so, you know, you already start with a fairly heavy workload and you just build on that workload all summer. And then you have storms that hit. And we, you know, I think last time we talked about really not much for storm activity
right
this year. And then, of course, July 27th, one of our service areas got just hammered.
Now, what was that? Where was that?
That was Land O'Lakes, Eagle River, Three Lakes.
Yeah, and down to Hiles, down that way, too. My buddies had beautiful big old pine trees in front of their shorelines. They have a clear view of the lake right now, and the pontoon boat next door ended up on its other way around.
Yeah, it was massive. And that was actually I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard of the Nina Menasha storm.
I was down there and saw it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was that exact cell that came through kind of north to south and then a little bit west to east. And, yeah, so it hit. I mean, it's funny because people, if you're not there, you don't know about it.
Right.
And, like I had a call last night, you know, 5-6 o'clock, and it's a client that, said, hey, we were gone for 5 weeks. We didn't even know we had a storm here in Three Lakes and there's trees all over our property.
Oh boy.
Luckily nothing on their structures, but, you know, it was small enough that it was isolated that, you know, if you weren't there, you didn't really know too much about it
because
it wasn't that bad here at all.
And it was so bad in the Fox Valley that got all the attention.
That got all the attention. That's major there. But this was still major. I mean, this storm that hit that zone, it's our largest storm in 7 years since that storm that kind of those dreshows, however you say it.
I don't know how to say it either.
The one that hit in 2019.
Right.
You know, that was major.
Mm-hmm.
But this is second to that for sure.
Got it. Well, so pretty much caught up from that now, though?
No.
Still not. Okay, no. So if you still have any damage up that way, you'll still take calls, but it may take a little while to get to.
Yeah, and luckily, you know, most of the calls now are, you know, not emergency. You know,
right.
Most of the trees on structures are taken care of.
Yep.
Now it's more just hung up trees, you know, snapped stuff, trees on the ground all over. So, you know, we're trying to, of course, take care of the clients that still need their work done that have been on the schedule for a while, trying to stay up with that. And so we have certain crews taking care of that work, and then we still have another couple crews over there kind of taking care of that, you know, emergency kind of storm work. So, you know, we're trying to do what we can do. The teams out there in the field are doing an awesome job. You know, it's hectic. It's a lot of stress on them.
Dana must be pulling his hair out.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Dana, Kevin, a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's in the nature of the beast, you know. It's none of us plan for it, none of us ask for it, and it hits, and you just need to take care of it the best way you can. You need to be careful with the guys because, you know, it's dangerous work, it's stressful work, it's a lot of hours, you know. It's just a lot that gets thrown at you and the guys out in the field that, you know, we just need to be careful that everybody's going to stay safe out there and take care of what needs to be taken care of in a timely manner as much as you can be.
Going to get to some specifics here, but I want to make sure everybody knows the services that you offer. Basically, anything that has to do with your trees, Foley's Tree Service can handle.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Clients have been asking me that as well.
And pretty much,
if it has to do with trees, pretty much we can handle it. You know, we're not foresters. That's what we don't handle.
Right.
You know, we don't handle large tracts of land. We don't go through and log, you know, properties, you know, for timber value. So, you know, we're not on that side of things, but if it has to do with residential trees,
sure. You want to keep them looking the best as possible. Got some cleanup to do. Like you just said, call Foley's Tree Service. Let's get into some specifics. First of all, I finally got a legacy tree.
Yeah.
Ted, I've been thinking about this for years and years since you brought this up. And, we had a situation where we bought a whole bunch of trees and this winter was not kind to some of our new trees. And so we had an area that we needed to put a new tree into. And I thought, when we thought about all the money that we lost buying those bare root trees, I'm thinking, instead of taking our chances again and going the cheap route, let's talk to Ted.
Yeah.
One of the trees that we lost was a beautiful red maple. And I saw one, it was on your parade route, on your parade float, and I thought, that's the tree I want in my front yard. So I went over to your shop and talked to the folks out there, saw the tree out there, and now it's sitting in my front yard.
Yeah, perfect. And I didn't even know we did it.
Yeah, and it, I'll tell you what, I want to talk about your crew a little bit here. One of the most impressive things, I learned a lot, by the way, watching your guys work and how they did it and how that tree is laid in the ground. And the mulching, I think, is going to be a very important thing I'm going to be paying way more attention to in the future. But first of all, yeah. Your crew lead, he's got a little thing for snakes. He's not a fan of snakes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have a little garter snake living right up in that ditch up in there. And so he saw it first thing. And so it started off a little bit rocky.
Uh-huh.
But we got the snake out of the way, and then they got to work. A three-man crew, and the specialization of the way these guys work together was pretty impressive to watch.
Yeah, they all have their role.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to the job site, one of them probably came to talk to you, the other one
yep.
started getting things ready,
yep.
getting the trailer unloaded,
yep.
trees unstrapped, machines unstrapped. You know, everybody kind of has their role because that wasn't the only tree they were planting that day.
Right, exactly.
You know, so it's about efficiency and doing it right.
And the way they were doing it, seems like your machinery is also very specialized to do the job exactly the way it's supposed to be done.
Yes, for sure. And yeah, I mean, we've talked about that for years, right? I mean,
right.
It's all about the machinery and then the good people to run that machinery.
Exactly. And then the techniques that they used. I learned a lot when it comes to planting a tree, and I'll bet you a lot of people had no idea. I've known about how deep to bury a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I know that mark on the trunk where you shouldn't go above. I know you shouldn't mulch above that either. And I'm thinking, okay, how do I do all that, keep the tree healthy? I just couldn't seem, in my head, I couldn't put it together. I think I did an okay job on most of the trees I planted in my life, Ted, but I've lost some too, and I think I know why now, because if I would have seen the way you guys plant a tree, I'm sure I never would have lost a lot of the other trees that I've lost. Yeah. The way they do it, there's a reason I would assume that they do it the way they do it, especially with the mulching and the berry depth. Can you go in a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, the Legacy Tree brand in general, again, developed by Ron Zilmer, Legacy Trees, he developed this brand. He's a Purdue University root physiology major, so he's all about plant root physiology.
Yep.
The idea is if you have a proper root system, and that proper root system is put in the ground at the proper depth, above ground you should have a healthy plant.
Yep.
So being whatever the plant is, right? So that's where Ron, he went to Mid-State University. He was the dean over there in the arboriculture program for a while. He left Mid-State to become basically the owner of Legacy Trees and start developing this tree brand. And the whole idea is to make sure that you're planting the tree at the proper depth. The trees are grown in a way out of ground, not in ground. So when we come to plant them on your property, you'll see the difference right away.
Yeah.
Where the tree does not go through transplant shock.
It exactly.
doesn't have to, because we don't need to, number one, if the tree is grown in the field, we don't need to tree spade that tree out of the field, which cuts off the majority of the roots. So then therefore the tree goes into transplant shock.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it's not in a container where those roots go out and hit that container wall, you know, the pot.
Right.
Where then they start circling back around. Well, mm-hmm. in order to properly plant that tree, you need to cut off a lot of those roots. Otherwise, you're going to be having girdling root and root bound issues.
Which causes more trauma.
More trauma, more issues.
Yeah.
The tree's never going to be a good tree, quite
okay.
honestly. So with this system that he's developed, you don't have any of that. So they're grown out of ground. They're grown in a way that the roots can self-prune themselves. Where they don't have a barrier, where they'll hit that barrier and start wrapping around, that's not there. So, you know, we grow them out of the ground. We have irrigation systems at our nursery. You know, we just go and basically have that specialized piece of machinery with like a spatula
right.
basically
yep.
underneath it.
Yeah.
It picks it up. It puts it on the trailer. We come to your site. Now, you know, people always think that you need to dig like a foot and a half, two-foot deep hole to put a tree in.
I had a hole there already, and I was when they started digging, I'm thinking, okay, what are they doing here? I'm not going to say too much. They know what they're doing, but it was a little shocking to watch it, as a matter of fact.
And shallow.
Yeah.
As you notice, very
yeah.
shallow.
Yep.
You know, we are really only going down ideally 8 to 10 inches.
Okay.
The whole idea behind it with plant root physiology and Ron is that trees want oxygen as much as they want moisture, if not more almost.
Okay.
So
the roots too.
The roots, sorry, yes,
right.
The roots want
yeah.
oxygen as much as moisture. So the idea is the lower you go into the soil, the less oxygen there is.
Okay.
Just how it works.
Okay.
So we want to have, they're called horizons of soil. We want to have oxygen in, or those roots in that upper 8 to 10 inches, so that there's the most oxygen available to those roots as possible. So that's why when we plant, you're not seeing us go deep. We are only going 8 to 10 inches down. And that tree is getting placed. It's grown in that pallet, which you've seen now.
Yep.
You just leave, it's just wood.
Yeah.
All it is just reclaimed wood from tree projects.
I was thinking, what's keeping that form together? There's a pallet in there.
There's a pallet in there.
Yeah.
So you put that pallet in the ground, it just stays in the ground. It just rots away.
Sure.
Which is the nutrients for the plant.
Right.
And then therefore you don't even really need to stake the trees. Sometimes those trees will need to be staked, but most of the time they don't even need to be staked, because when you put them in the platform, they're solid. A lot of times people think you need to plant deep because it's going to hold that tree in place.
Right.
Where with this system, we actually go shallow, but because it's in the platform, in that wood platform, it stays solid and it stays in position.
It's amazing. That's the other thing that got me is all my other little trees are all staked up because the wind just plays havoc with them. We just had some windy weather the other day. That red maple stood straight and true, didn't bend at all. And I'm thinking, there's no stake there. There's got to be a secret here. It's that pallet under there, huh?
It's the pallet.
Okay.
So the pallet just holds it in place, which is great. So yeah, you do all that. You put that oxygenated soil back over the top, and that will eventually kind of settle down a little bit. And then you top dress that with a good layer of mulch, just natural mulch.
When you say good layer, it's a good layer. It looks like it's kind of hard to put too much mulch on, as long as you don't go too high on the tree trunk.
Correct. You don't want to go too high. And that's, you know, and as you know, the layer, I mean, eventually that will settle to where we want it in that 3 to 4 inches.
Okay.
But right away, it's just soft when you put it over the top, and it'll settle down. And, I mean, it's just, quite honestly, it's just setting up that tree to have the most success as possible. And it is just going to do well. What do you need to do now, right?
Yeah.
So you need to make sure you keep that trunk protector on,
right?
Which we've talked about in the past.
You want 5 years or voids the warranty.
Correct.
Yep.
Because these trees all come with a 5-year warranty, which is surprising to almost everybody, because I mean we just have so much success with these, we can do that.
Right.
But without the trunk protector on, then you just make them vulnerable to having issues.
Yeah.
So we have to...
Deer antlers
are really bad. They're the worst.
Yeah.
But other things, mice and rabbits and sometimes just the sun even can create some issues to the trunks. So, you know, leave those on, and ideally have an irrigation system or something to give that tree water.
But there's a right and wrong way to water, I also learned.
There definitely is.
Yeah.
And we want to water, you know, outside. We don't want to just, you know, put water near the trunk of the tree.
Don't let the hose run at the trunk of the tree, because you're going to deprive that tree of oxygen.
Correct.
Got it.
That's that whole oxygen thing. And that water, too much water, also takes the oxygen out of the soil. So we don't want to overwater, but we want to give those trees adequate water. The trees that we've planted 5 years ago now that have good water are 30 to 35 feet tall.
No kidding.
In 5 years.
Wow.
Now, granted, that's your faster growing maple.
Sure.
But that's with good water as well. I mean, that's myself going and seeing it last year and actually questioning the client, like, we planted that? And they're like, yes, that was that first year you planted this tree. And it's amazing how well they grow. Again, number one, because they're in the proper depth of the soil, so they have good oxygen. Number two, they don't go through transplant shock, so they're going to continue growing as soon as you put them in the ground. They don't go through that slow period. And number three, if you give them good water, they're going to grow. So it's amazing. It's fun. It's fun to see them, and you'll see it now with your tree. But, you know, that's really it. Make sure that trunk protector is on there. Make sure they have good water, and the tree is going to be set up.
On the instruction sheet that the guys gave me, it says I should water for 30 minutes every other day when there's no rain, and I don't think it rains here anymore, but we've been out there every other day. But he also told me, he says, it's been so dry, and when they were digging down, they could tell how dry the spot was. He said, stand here for about 45 minutes and water this thing. So does that mean we need to water it that much every other day, or do we start cutting that back, or what are your recommendations?
Yeah, you could go up a little bit right now. It's so dry.
Yeah.
I mean, evaporation.
So it's going to be tough to overwater a tree right now.
Right now, it's going to be pretty tough to overwater a tree. I mean, evaporation right now is just, I mean, it's high.
Yeah.
Just on the evaporation side of things. So, I mean, it's like powder. I mean, you get into the soil, I mean, it's just like soft powder. It's so dry.
Yeah. Even 3-4 feet down, it's powdery.
It's not good. We need moisture, and that's just talking any trees. If you have, you know, especially newly planted trees, they need water desperately right now.
Well, and you got to do it the right way. And so right and wrong way to do everything in this life.
Sure.
And so there is a right and wrong way to do a tree. And I'll tell you what, just the education I got that day, Ted, was worth the money for me, because I'm going to have that forever.
Yeah.
And I'm betting that tree is going to be there forever, too.
Yeah.
The babysitting services now, I like to call it tree sitting, more appropriate. Tell us what Foley's Tree Service does once the tree is in the ground already.
So once the tree is in the ground, we come back three times total in those 5 years.
Okay.
And we basically take a look at the tree, make sure it's doing okay, and we prune that tree. So we want to, you know, it's the old, like, you don't want to just put a tree in the ground and watch it grow, because most likely there's going to be a form issue with the tree,
right,
as far as how the tree is going to grow. There's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So in those 5 years, it's extremely important to prune the tree properly to make sure that it has the proper form. So we are looking at, you know, shortening branches that are going out too wide so that we can get the tree to grow upright even faster.
Sure.
And then we're minimizing vertical branches.
The crisscrossing inside.
The crisscrossing, the branches that, you know, will come off the main stem at more of a vertical rather than a horizontal, because eventually those could crack and ruin the tree. So those first 5 years, it's included in the price of the tree. We maintain that tree, make sure it's okay, and prune it those three times in those 5 years. And again, it's all about just setting up that tree to make sure it's going to have proper structure.
And if you've lived long enough on this planet, Ted, you find out that sometimes when you skimp a little bit when it comes to price, you end up sorry for the poor quality one way or the other.
Right.
And after swallowing a $400 lost tree bill from last year, I was ready to pay the money to get it done right the first time. That's, I mean, all of our parents, do it right the first time. It's going to probably save you money in the long haul.
Right.
So, yes, it's going to be a little bit of an investment at first, but you're probably going to be saving money, and you know you're making an investment in the future that's going to be there forever.
Yeah. Yes. And that goes with everything right now.
Yeah.
I mean, every contractor out there, most contractors out there are extremely busy, especially the good ones.
Yep.
And it's really easy to look at alternatives, because you just want, number one, to save some money. Number two, to get done quicker and not have to wait. Unfortunately, sometimes by doing it that way, there can be some adverse, you know, situations that go along with that, that don't go that well. So it's kind of a tricky one to figure out. But, you know, ideally, you know, if you, you know, in any contractor that's out there in any trade, I mean, if you know a good reputable contractor, in my opinion, it's worth the wait.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth the somewhat extra cost to take care of that situation.
Try getting a duck belt right now.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's all of that. And that's where it's not always best just to try to figure out the alternative.
Do it right the first time, and you do it right the first time by calling Foley's Tree Service. Ask about legacy trees. We're not going to have enough time to cover the rest of this stuff on the notes here, but Ted, for next time, I want to talk about this, because I heard something in the news that really alarmed me, that the oak wilt situation is getting bad, and it seems to be that there are people talking about losing all the oaks in this state.
Yeah.
Was that hyperbole, or is it bad, but maybe not quite that bad? Where would you rank that statement that we are about to lose all the oak trees in this state?
I wouldn't believe it.
Okay,
you know, don't, whoever's out there and love oak trees, don't freak out. It's not good. You know, the oak wilt situation is not good. I do not think we're going to lose every oak tree in the state.
Okay,
we're going to have pockets where you're going to definitely have trees that are gone. But then after those trees die off, you're going to get regeneration. But you know, it's something that we all need to be aware of and know what it is and keep our eyes open for it. Because if you have oak trees on your property, yes, there's definitely a possibility that you're going to get oak wilt.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of us of a certain age remember the Dutch elm disease and wiping out all the elm trees, and so we'd hate to see that happen with our oaks, because lose those oak trees, you're going to have deer issues, you're going to have other wildlife issues, and shade, and all kinds of stuff. We don't want to lose them. So if you have oak trees on your property, let's talk about this next time more in depth, that if you have oak trees on your property, make sure you're listening next month. We'll go more into this and get more specific about how you can protect your oak trees on your property. How's that sound?
I think we should cover that. It's a major topic right now. We should definitely cover it. I mean, and the biggest thing is for awareness, and that's what it's all about. Is if people are aware, it's going to help.
So be aware. We'll get you more specifics next time you stop in and visit. Again, thank you and the whole company, your crew, for making my yard look a little bit better. And gosh, I love that tree. Love it, love it, love it. And learned a big lesson too. And so I hope people follow my lead and do it right the first time, and give you a call if you need trees. Call Ted Foley, and legacy trees will be planted into your yard just like they were in mine. Ted, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
We'll talk with him next month.